Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Baba Kama, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Yes, sometimes you have a situation, our Mishnah begins, where Chayiv al Maisa Shoyre, the person is Chayiv, if his Shor did damage, but Upater al Maisa Atzma, he would be Pater if he himself did the damage. Now make no mistake, it's not because if he does it himself, we're more lenient. Adaram. Sometimes, if the human himself does the damage, it's so strict that we apply a rule of kamlei b'derabimene, which means, being that he's going to get a worse einish, we're not going to make him pay money as well. So again, yesh chayiv al masa shayre. Sometimes a person could be chayiv in what his shar did, but upater al masa atzma, he's pater in what he himself did. And sometimes it's the other way around. Pater al maisa shayroi, he's pater in what his shar did, but v'chayiv al maisa atzma, he's chayiv if he himself does it. And as sometimes the derech of the Mishnah is, the Mishnah will explain what we said last, first. What's this case where if his shar does it, he's pater, and if he does it, he's chayiv? Sak the Mishnah, shayroi shebiyesh, if his shar embarrassed a person. Pater, the Baal HaShar, is pater to pay on the person's embarrassment. But for Hushabiyesh, if a person embarrasses someone, Chayiv, he has to pay Tashlumei Boishas. The truth is that a person can pay Nezek Tza, Ripui, Shevis, and Boishas. We'll learn more about that later on. A Behemoth does not pay Boishas. Truth be told, he doesn't pay Tza, Ripui, or Shevis either. A Shar is only Chayiv on Nezek. So what does the Tana just tell us about Boishas? You have these other things as well, like paying for the amount of pain, paying for doctor bills. Tsar is the pain, Ripui is the doctor bills, Shevis is the loss of work. Why does the Tana just tell us about Boishas, that only a person pays Boishas and not an animal? So it's explained, the Tana is telling us something, Milsa Agav Archa. Milsa Agav Archa means, Agav, like, I want you to learn something else over here. Even a person who does have to pay for Boishas, and again, later on, we're going to learn how you pay for bishus, how you pay for a person's embarrassment. But that's only if you embarrassed him b'kavana. If you embarrassed him without a kavana to embarrass him, you don't have to pay. That's how we compare, in regard to bishus, the person to the behemoth. A behemoth never embarrasses someone with kavana. If a behemoth is angry, he kicks. He may want to hurt the person. He doesn't think of embarrassing a person. Unfortunately, only human beings do that. But even the human being would only pay on Boishas if he intended to embarrass him. But that's not the only thing. It's not just Boishas. And as we explained, Tsar Ripui Shevis as well, this isn't the only thing that a Shor is Pater on and a person is Chayiv on. Let's see how good you remember Parshas Mishpatim. What are some of the ways that an Eved Kenani goes out free? Remember what we learned about Shem the Ayin or any of the 24 Rosh Yavarim? If he hits his Eved and he loses any of those, he goes out free. That's only if the master himself hits the Eved, not if his shar strikes the Eved. If the master hits the Eved and he loses a tooth, he goes out free. If the shar strikes an Eved and he loses a tooth, the Eved does not go out free, as the Mishnah explains. Shar shesimulas ein avdai, a shar that blinded the eye of his Eved, or the hipul ashina, or knocked out a tooth, pater, the Eved does not go out free. But Vahu, if the Baal HaShar, if the owner of the Shar, who's the master of this Eved, did this terrible act, Shesimlas Ein Avda, he blinded the eye of his Eved, or the Hippol HaShina, he knocked out his tooth, Chayiv. That means he's Chayiv to set the Eved free. The Eved goes L'Chayrus. Now we go back to the first part of the Mishnah. We're going to see the cases where if a Shar does something, he's Chayiv, and if the person does it, he's Pater. A shar that inflicted a wound meaning that blood came out, and he inflicted this wound on whom? On the father or the mother of the owner of the shar. Chayiv, the Baal HaShar has to pay his father and mother tashlumei nezek, like any case of a shar that hurt a person. But v'hu shechavul ba'aviv ubi'imai, if he chas v'shalom inflicted this wound to his own father or mother, pater, he doesn't have to pay any money. That's not because we take this lightly. It's because he's chayiv misa. Like the pasuk says, "Umaki avi ve'imai mais yumas." And once he's chayiv misa, he's pater on the tashlumei nezek. That's the rule of kamlei b'derabimene. It's enough that he's punished with the more strict punishment. Where's the other case of a shar who would be chayiv and a person is potter? Zakta Mishnah Vayter Shoyroi, his shar shehidlik es hagodesh, that lit a stack of tua b'Shabbos during Shabbos. Chayiv. The Baal HaShar has to pay the owner of the tua chatzi nezik, if it's a shartam. This isn't considered a normal thing for a shar to do, so it would fall under the Talda of Karen. Either way, you have to pay. If your shar lit someone else's godish on Shabbos, you have to pay. It makes no difference whether it's Shabbos or any other day of the week. However, the who, if he himself did this, the who shehidlik as a godish, if he lit someone else's tua b'Shabbos, potter. He would be potter to pay, the owner of the stack of tua. Why? And this is true for both cases. In the case of where he inflicts the wound in his parents, either of his parents, or when he lights a godish on Shabbos, and they shul mischayiv b'nafshay, because he did something that for that one is chayiv misa. And if someone is chayiv misa, he doesn't pay. Again, that's the rule of kamlei b'derabimene. Now, the Gemara says an interesting thing. If someone does the type of aveira, the one would be chayiv misa if he did it b'mezit, like lighting the godish on Shabbos. Lighting a fire is one of the lamates malachis. But let's say he did it over here b'shoigeg. He wouldn't be chayiv misa, but he still doesn't have to pay, because he did a kind of aveira that could carry an einish misa when it was done b'mezid and b'hasra, and they warned him. So really, the correct way to teach the words is yamnei shum is chayiv b'nafshei. He did the type of aveira that one would be chayiv misa for such an aveira if it was done b'mezid and he was warned. But it doesn't necessarily mean that in this case he's taka chayiv misa. Okay, so how many cases do we have in this Mishnah? We actually had four. On two of them, if a person did the damage, he would be chayiv, and if his shard did the damage, he's potter. And on the other two, it's the other way around. If his shard did the damage, he would be chayiv, and if the person did it, he would be potter. If my shard embarrassed someone, I'm potter to pay bishes. If I embarrass someone, I would have to pay bishes. As well as tsar, ripui, and sheves. Tsar means his pain. How would I judge pain? We would judge pain. We're going to learn about this later, and I'm sure you remember from Parshas Mishpatim, how much would a person be willing to pay if a medical procedure has to be performed on him? How much would he pay for the anesthesia to avoid that pain? I have to pay his doctor bills, I have to pay for his loss of work, and I have to pay for nezek. If my shar does damage, I only pay for nezek. Case number two. If a shar blinded an Eved Kanani or knocked out his tooth, the Eved Kanani does not go free. But if he himself, the owner of the shar, did that to an Eved, the Eved does go free. Now here are the two cases where the person is potter and the shar would be chayiv. If a shar inflicted a wound where either the father or the mother of the Baal HaShar, of the owner of the shar, were to bleed, then the owner of the shar has to pay his father and mother the damage, the nezek. But if he did it to his father and mother, chas v'shalom, he's potter. Not because we consider that lenient, because he's chayiv misa, therefore he doesn't pay the money. Same is true for a shard that lit a godish on Shabbos, a stack of tua on Shabbos. If my shard did it, I have to pay. But if the person himself lights this fire on Shabbos, he's potter. Because he's mischayiv b'nafshei. Mischayiv b'nafshei means he was over the kind of aveira that on that aveira one would be chayiv misa. And as we explained, even if in this case he was not chayiv misa because it was b'shoigeg, but if it's the type of aveira one would be chayiv misa on, if he did it b'mezid and with hasra, then he doesn't pay. This falls under the category of what's called kamlei midirabimineh. He gets the worst einish, or it's a type of aveira that potentially could have the worst einish of misa, and therefore he doesn't pay money.